This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that is not to be believed. Bob and Carmen Calliwell were faced with every new parent's worst nightmare, the sudden realization that their baby was a vampire. They got little comfort from the traditional medical establishment, but that didn't keep them from reaching out, trying to find a cure. Rick Walter's special report continues.
What we found out was that there really isn't very much out there about vampire babies. People usually get to be vampires as adults, being romanced by one or stumbling into a bat cave or something.
Being a vampire baby from a non-vampire mom just isn't typical, which isolated us even more.
We heard a lot about a stake through the heart.
Oh, everybody said we had to drive a stake through her heart.
Everybody.
Boy, did I get tired hearing that.
We started saying, look, we're not going to do it, so don't even ask. Some treatments are, they're worse than the disease, you know.
The Calliwells felt they were getting nowhere, and fast. Their pediatrician kept inventing excuses not to see the child. I'm at a conference. I'm going to be in surgery that day, even though the doctor was not a surgeon. I'll be defending myself in a malpractice case that day. Bob and Carmen got the idea their pediatrician did not want Rice Ann as a patient.
Then one day we were in the grocery store and I went up to the meat counter to order some steak for a cookout. There was quite a line, but I waited my turn and ordered the cuts I needed. And when the butcher showed me the steak, there was a certain amount of blood on the paper. Well, Rice Ann was just 6 months old and hadn't walked yet, but she climbed out of the shopping cart, scrambled up onto my shoulder and hurled herself at the butcher and sunk her two tiny fangs into the raw cuts of meat. I was stunned. The butcher, he couldn't speak for an hour afterwards, but the produce manager, he was intrigued. He gave me his card and said I should give him a call.
It turned out the produce manager was also a doctor. Dr. Larry Kyle is the founder of Genway, a supermarket that features its own line of genetically engineered foods.
Yes, I found the child remarkable. We did a genetic profile on her and saw many, many interesting things. I told the Calliwells that I would like to work with them to our mutual benefit. They were reluctant at first, mostly due to advice they were getting from the traditional medical establishment.
Well, when I found out they were seriously considering advice from a supermarket produce manager who called himself doctor, I contacted the State Board of Medical Examiners and I asked the Calliwells to come in for a consultation with our top people.
Why the change? You admit that earlier you'd been indifferent.
No, not indifferent. We were hoping they would go away, so really, we were very, very clandestinely interested. If we had to do something, we wanted to do the right thing. But our first choice was to ignore the situation constructively, shall we say. With Dr. Kyle involved, that was no longer possible.
The consultation with MegaMed's top doctors was a disaster. Carmen Calliwell had a tape recorder hidden in her purse.
I always wanted to wear a wire in a sting operation. With my life totally upended, I figured this might be the last chance I'd get. Besides, I watch a lot of law enforcement shows, and I know how they talk.
Listen to the section of the tape where Bob and Carmen push for a plan of action to deal with Rice Ann's condition.
What are we going to do? Isn't that what this is really about? Face it, doctor.
I'm a doctor, too.
I wasn't talking to you.
We're all doctors.
I don't care if you're exotic dancers. Got it?
Yes, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Well? All
right. Yes, yeah, we understand.
Well, here's the whole ball of wax, pal. How do you treat a baby who happens to be a vampire?
Well, first thing, I would recommend a full battery of tests.
She has had every test in the book.
I'm talking about you, ma'am. We really need to get to the bottom of your vampire fixation.
Are you calling me crazy?
No. Nobody said that.
Nobody has to say that.
Then let's talk about something else. What do you think of, ma'am, when you look at this?
Oh, I see ink blots.
Ooh, you're feeling threatened. Tell me about that.
Tell me how to deal with my vampire baby.
Stake through the heart.
Never!
Well, that's what my medical dictionary says to do.
Yep. So. Maybe there'd be a pill if the market were bigger, but baby, vampirism, there isn't enough to make it a profitable life.
I know all the drug companies I deal with would go broke they addressed the baby vampirism.
Unless it becomes the next big thing.
Well, it could be. Have you tried garlic? Garlic is widely available.
Yeah, they say it works wonders.
Discouraged and disheartened, Bob and Carmen felt they had little choice but to go with Dr. Kyle and his ideas for treating Rice Ann through the same kind of genetic manipulation he was using on vegetables at Genway. But how would that work? No one knew for sure. But they were about to find out.
In a moment, we'll hear the daring plan that Bob and Carmen hoped would make their little Rice Ann a normal, healthy baby. As we continue this medical special, Cursed with a Thirst, Our Baby is a Vampire, on Dale Connolly Reporting, news that is not to be believed.